The Lord inspired me with the thought about being thankful. I know we're getting close to Thanksgiving. And it seemed like the Lord was just talking to me about it. I like to start reading in Psalms. Before I start that Psalms 30, I'd like to read the definition of being thankful or thankful heart. Be aware and appreciative of a benefit that you receive. Be grateful. Express it. Expresses expressiveness of gratitude, even a smile. Be thankful. Obtaining or deserving thanks. If someone deserves thanks, make sure that we thank them. Be thankworthy. Be happy or grateful because of something. And there's so many things in life to be thankful about. First of all, we want to be thankful to God, of course. And so we'd like to read in Psalms 30, first of all. Let's see here. Psalms 30 and 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. This part that says to the very end of my life, I would say, that my glory may sing praise to thee, that I will sing praise to thee. I've noticed, you know, that we can sing praise to God even at home and you feel his spirit come near you. Do not be silent, but give God praises and testimonies. You know, sometimes we're silent. We shouldn't. Sometimes we have to be silent. We can't all testify on Wednesday night. But when it comes your turn to thank the Lord, don't be silent. Give the Lord your testimony. Give the Lord your thankfulness. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I was just thinking how we can drive the enemy away by being thankful. So many times the enemy will come in like a flood and try to say things to your mind, try to discourage you or bring thoughts to your mind that's not pleasant. But when you raise up a standard against the enemy by the power of God and start thanking God for all his blessings, you know, it says count your blessings, name them one by one. The enemy sometimes will want you to count the things as bad or wrong or not so good. But if you start counting your blessings, it just raises up a standard against the enemy. And you start being thankful, God's Spirit just comes real near you and close to you. And so it says, I will not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. And then over here in Psalms 95 and 2, it says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And the first verse says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You know, that's what services are for, is to praise God. Praise him. Praise him for what he's done for us. Thank him for what he's done for us. And not only in service, but everything in our life, every person in our life, everyone that's been a blessing to us in our life. Thank them for being what they are to you. You know, be thankful for that and be gracious. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. So we're so thankful for the Lord. And we want to read over here in Psalms 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And I thought about this Psalm in 154. It says, Jesus has been so good to me. You know, that is so true. Jesus has been so good to us. And he's been good to us all the time. And he's never fails us. And he's always good to us. I thank the Lord so much for all his goodness to me. Jesus has been so good to me. No other friend so kind could be. You know, it's wonderful to have friends. It's wonderful to have people to be your friend. Your husband and wife, your children, they're your friends too. Your pastor, your ministers, lots of friends we have, pastor's wife, we have lots of good friends, and it's a wonderful blessing, but Jesus is our best friend. Jesus has been so good to me. No other friend so kind could be. It's wonderful to be treated kindly. Yeah. And it's wonderful, you know, that's what friends are for. Friends are not to hurt you. Friends are to give you kindness and love and be thankful. And God is even a better friend. Safely keeps me every day, free from sin and in the way. Ne'er can I such love repay. He's so good to me. We don't have any money to pay for what we got from God. He gave it to us freely. We don't have anything to repay like that. The only thing that we can do is live right, please Him, and be thankful to God. And show, you know, I was thinking about one way, and was mentioned this morning, you know, we have temptations and trials through life, but we don't want to ever give up. We don't ever want to be unfaithful. We don't ever want to miss the mark. We want to go to heaven. We want to die our last breath. We want to die with victory and make it to heaven. But, you know, that is the way that we can show God that we truly are thankful, is our actions.
Yes.
Because we can say, God, I love you. But when we prove it every day, living for Him, year after year, week after week, and we don't give up, that really shows Him that we really do love Him. Because
yes.
You can tell somebody you love them, but if your actions are not thankful, if your actions treat the person a different way, then you're not really loving them like you should. So we got to be thankful. And it says, Jesus has been so good to me. From this world He set me free. Grace and glory did impart and satisfy my longing heart. From His love I'll never part. He's so good to me. This is the resolve that we have to have. Not just we're going to get saved and be saved for a little while, but we're not going to give up. We're going to go to the very end. We're going to go until it's time for us to die and go to heaven. We're going to meet God someday that way. We're going to be faithful. Because why? Because we're thankful, because we love Him, and we want to thank Him for what He's done for us, so we want to be faithful. Jesus has been so good to me, and His face I soon shall see. Though I once afar did rove, lost, unworthy of His love, He prepared a home above. He's so good to me. Jesus has been so good to me, none so fair, so dear as He. Hallelujah, He is mine, keeping me by grace divine, and His glory's in me shine. He's so good to me. Sometimes when I sing that verse, I think, well, I don't want to be proud about that or nothing, about having glories in me. But, you know, the glories are not us. It's the glories of Jesus. It's not our glories. It's not our glories. He gave us that. Jesus is good to me. Safely keeps me from the wrong. In the conflicts makes me strong and blesses all my journey long. He's so good to me. I love that song. Jesus has been so good to me. And then Psalms, again, it says, 104, enter into thy gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You know, sometime maybe we can get a scripture of thanksgiving and have it ready for testimony night to thank the Lord and praise Him. That's what we could do. Be prepared to give a testimony of praise to the Lord and be thankful for what He's done for us. He's done so much for us. And Psalms 136 and 1, His love endures forever. He never gives up on us. He always keeps loving us. And I'm just thankful for that. Psalm 136 and 1, and it says here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endures forever. So there's so much that we can thank the Lord for. When we go to prayer, we can thank Him for the creation. We can thank Him for our family, first of all, for salvation, first of all, our family, for the saints, for our friends, for everything that He bestows upon us. He's so good to us, for all the times He heals our bodies. For all the times He's done such miraculous things, like what's mentioned about Ebenezer's stones, that He wanted them to remember what He'd done for them. And that's how we praise Him and thank Him, to remember all the blessings that He has done for us in our life. And we thank Him and praise Him for that. I'm so glad that we have a Thanksgiving in America, that we celebrate that. But it's not just about the food. It's getting family together. It's for the main thing should be focused on being thankful. That's what the pilgrims were driving at, because they were thankful. And the Lord wants us to be thankful. In fact, in 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Like was mentioned, that brother, I forgot, the minister said that he didn't hide his life, but he told everybody until he helped, your family get saved. So that's what we have to do. We have to shine our light and shine our light to others and be thankful. And I've just share something about this little thought came to me and I wrote it down. I read, "Our connections with others are essential, and gratitude plays a great role in nurturing these relationships." You know, when you have a relationship with someone, if you're thankful for them and show them that you love them, just like husband and wife, you're really thankful for them. And, it nurtures that relationship, that gratitude, it, just like it nurtures our relationship with God. When we're so thankful, he blesses us back, and it keeps our relationship going. Express our love to others and appreciation to our family, friends, and even strangers. Be thankful for them if they help you. You know, many times somebody will help you. I know at the airport, we got some help, and Sister Clay got some help, and we were thankful. And people respond to that. And so we then foster kindness and love as we appreciate others and we're thankful. We're fostering kindness and love in our life. But if we're unthankful, we're unholy, this is what it says. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, though the world and people that are not saved are unthankful and unholy. But that's not the saints. The saints are that way. We're very thankful and we're holy. We live holy. And we foster kindness and love. It builds bridges. It softens hearts. And it encourages unity in our lives. It reminds everyone involved of the goodness that can exist in our relationships. You know, I remember one minister saying, well, we're going to go through life. We might as well go through life happy. Happy. And so if by having a thankful heart, God loves to see that. And I really believe that humility is a lot connected with thankfulness. Now, usually someone that's humble is thankful too. People that are not humble so much, they're not as thankful. And so I noticed this many times with how thankful we are for little gifts. You know, sometimes someone does something for us, and sometimes, I'm not saying we always have to send a little card or give a card, but you know, we can go down to the dollar store or something, get a package of thank you cards in your drawer and some stamps. And when you really do need to thank someone, have it ready and have their address and send them a thank you card and be thankful. I should think that that should be one of the attributes of the saints, that they are thankful for what people do for them. You know, you may do something for some people and never hear it back from them at all. Never even know if they liked it. Never even know that they got it. And that makes your heart sad. But when someone sends you a little note or even a text and said, you know what you did for me, not that we want to be praised, but it makes us feel good that they are thankful and we want to do more for them, you know. And sometimes I'm amazed at how some people are so thankful, just so thankful. I have someone in my life that's a relative, and every time I give them a gift, it can be a small gift or a larger gift, they are so thankful for it. I remember one time in West Virginia, they were having a very bad storm, and it was a terrible storm, and their electric went out, and they didn't have much heat or nothing like that. And I'll just name, I sent my sister something, and it was like a box of different foods and stuff, you know. And she called me, and she was so thankful. She was having so many problems, and the electric had went out, and they were trying to get heat in their house in the mountains. But she got this box of food and snacks, and it made her so happy. And I was so thankful in my heart that I had sent that. Sometimes I don't know what to send. But, you know, it made her day, so to speak. She was so thankful. And I even thought, how is she so happy? I didn't expect her to be that happy, but it's because she had adversity and something pleasant happened to her that made her so happy. So I was thinking how important that is to be thankful for everything that we receive from God and to be thankful to others and make their day and show them how much you enjoyed it and how much you liked it. And so we want to be thankful. There's a little song that says, a humble heart God loves to see. He'll never fail to take thy part. And I might say, a thankful heart God loves to see. He'll never fail to take thy part. I really believe that to get closer to the Lord, the more thankful we are, and the more thankful we are to God, and the more thankful we are for our people, our family, our children, our husband, our wife we have, one of our children, our grandchildren, our saints, everybody that ministers to us. Do you know, I thought the other day, we live in this age. We did not live in Brother Warner's age. We live now. We are saints in the evening light. But the people that we have known, and some of them are dead and gone now, some are still alive, but they minister to our soul in getting us to heaven. And I want to thank God for everyone in my life that has ministered to me. I want to mention Sister Janine. She was a real blessing to me in my life. And I remember, if I can share this with you one time, I just, for some reason, God just gave me a special friendship love to her. And she said to me one time, "Sister Marsha, I don't even know why you love me so much." So I don't know why. I said, "Well, it's because I do. The Lord just put that in my heart." And she says, "I just don't feel like I'm being as good a friend as you are to me." I said, "Oh, you're doing just fine. Don't worry about it. I'm not taking notes of that. You know, just you're doing fine." But I mean, that's the way she was. But I'm so thankful that you say, "Well, you know, yeah, but you had her, now she's gone." And the other day I was thinking about it, and I thought, just my flesh. I said, "I want Janine back." Then I asked the Lord to forgive me. I said, "No, Lord, I really don't want her back. I don't want her back. I want her to be in heaven. I wouldn't be selfish like that. I want her to be where she's enjoying life, you know." But just for a moment, the flesh came, "I want her back." And I said, "No, you can't have her back. She's with Jesus, and you wouldn't want to ask her back." But, you know, I just want to be thankful for everybody that God has put in my life. It's been a wonderful journey, and however long God gives me yet, I don't know, but it's been a wonderful journey, and especially with God. He's been so good to me, and like Jerry mentioned, Grandma Wilkins, I started crying when he mentioned her, because she took me in as her own granddaughter there in Michigan, you know, and she just ministered to me, and she was so precious. And so be thankful for all that God brings into your life. And 2 Corinthians, we want to read a few more scriptures here, but oh, just God help us to be thankful. And every time the enemy tries to get you down about something, start thanking God for all your blessings, because there's got to be something you can thank the Lord about. And it'll raise you above all that. In Philippians, it says here in 4 and 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." I'm thankful that when we take prayer requests, that we ask, you know, does anyone have something to be thankful for? Or when we get down to pray, that we thank the Lord first for all his blessings, and then humbly ask him for our requests. Because the Lord said to come with thanksgiving. He wants us to do that, pray with thanksgiving. In 2 Corinthians, which is the scripture over here, 2 Corinthians, oh, I just thank the Lord for his love. I try to be thankful, but I want to even be more thankful for the Lord, because he's so good. 2 Corinthians 4 and 15 says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many renown to the glory of God." You know, there's something about praise, that you can be healed by praising God. That's happened to me. You know, you can thank him so much for healing, and never mind the signs that you have or whatever, and all of a sudden the Lord will just heal you. That's happened to me in my life. Praise can get you far with God. I mean, if it's sincere, and I know it is, and you'll be thankful to the Lord, and you just go on, and you just keep being thankful, and you keep pressing on, the enemy cannot touch you. If you keep being thankful, and you keep praising the Lord, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. God's going to help you. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for, I don't know if I read this scripture. Did I read? I might have already read it. I don't know. It comes to me, I did, but, well, we can read it again. But 107, yes, 1. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And then it says, in the one we just read in 4 and 15 of 2 Corinthians, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of men renown to the glory of God." So the abundant grace of God will come upon your soul as you're thankful And you're so thankful. And you know, I won't turn to that. I think it's in somewhere Luke, but remember the lepers that were healed and only one came back. 10 were healed, but only one came back. And God said, did I not heal 10 lepers and only one has come back to give God the glory and thank me for it? And he just, that was a shame, wasn't it? That's a terrible disease and only one person came back to thank him. So we want to make sure that we thank the Lord for everything, continually thank him. And over here in Colossians 3 and 15, it says here, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So say, the peace of God will rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be thankful. The Lord wants us to be thankful. Anyway, I just wanted to share these two thoughts with you. And I the thought about how if we're so thankful to God for him, how it will just kind of like a cup of water or whatever, and it overflows. You keep pouring in that cup, it kind of overflows. If you'll be thankful to God and get close to God, it'll kind of like overflow, and you'll be automatically thankful for other people. You'll want to thank them for what they do for you, and you'll be so more appreciative, and you'll enjoy your life so much better. You know, saints, God put us in this world to enjoy our life. He doesn't want us to be unhappy Christians. He doesn't want us to go around with a frown. He wants to smile. He wants us to be happy. He wants to say, who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God? None in creation so happy as he, washed and redeemed in his wonderful blood. So I just want to be thankful to the Lord. I am very thankful for all he's done for me. I hope these few words will just encourage you. But anyway, I'm so thankful for the Lord. He's so good. So maybe this Thanksgiving season when you get with your families and things, you can think about that. And also, I was thinking, I heard something that this family did, but they would have prayer and they would go around and everybody would say something they were thankful for. You know, I think we've done that before, but just whatever idea you might have to praise God during Thanksgiving season, and pray for me.